Hundreds of thousands of Californians lost power as utilities sought to prevent the chance of their equipment sparking wildfires. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The state has braced for a new bout of dry, windy weather. More than 1 million people were expected to be in the dark today during what officials have said could be the strongest wind event in California this year. At least 350,000 debit cards filled with money for unemployment benefits in California have been frozen because of suspected fraud, according to state officials. The Employment Development Department said the debit cards were frozen for several reasons, including a high number of claims at a single address. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he is feeling fantastic after his recent heart surgery. The 73-year-old Terminator actor and former California governor said on social media Friday that he had a new aortic valve implanted in his heart. He posted a photo of himself with a thumbs up from his hospital bed. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The current PG&E PSPS is affecting households in Humboldt County. Among the areas scheduled to be affected, Alder Point, Bridge Mill, Dinsmore, Neyland, Myers Flat, Redway, and Whitethorn, to name a few. Arcata City Council voting unanimously to adopt an urgency ordinance limiting the total fee allowed to be charged by third-party delivery services to 15% of a given restaurant's menu price. The ordinance targeting Uber Eats, DoorDash, and other delivery services. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.